Good evening. It was good to hear the songs that were selected. I appreciate that so much, and a lot of them were right in line with what's on my mind tonight. That's always an encouragement. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, which I should hope you would, Bible study. This evening I want to start in Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, and I just want to read a couple of few verses, and starting in verse 11. Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show thyselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto them, Arise, go thy way, for thy faith hath made thee whole. That question, where are the 9? You know, there's many different ways that I've heard this go, but what's on my mind tonight is being thankful and giving thanks. How often, especially in this culture we live today, is that being left off? Not being thankful. You know, it's a simple subject, but how much benefit can we receive by just simply being more thankful? This one leper, the one out of the 10, came back. He was thankful. Can you imagine being a leper, having to walk around, and as soon as you see somebody, say, unclean, unclean, stay away from me. Never being able to touch anybody, never being able to give anybody a hug, a handshake, being an outcast. But then, like that, you're cleansed. Cleansed. Not a leper anymore. You can go hug somebody. I don't know, I'd probably hug the first person I saw. But can you imagine? And how is it in our condition? If we think about the condition that we're in, if you take away grace and mercy and everything that God has done for us, no better than a leper, an outcast, unclean. But thanks be unto God, that's not the case. So as this leper, like I said, one of them was thankful. One of them out of 10. That's some terrible odds. That's some terrible number. But oftentimes, how unthankful are we? How unthankful we can be, especially if we're having a bad day. If we're having a bad day, we can be extremely unthankful. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians real quick. I'm probably going to be turning a lot, but I'll just stay with me. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. Paul would say, Rejoice evermore. Even on bad days? Yes, even on bad days. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Now, I know I'm speaking to the choir here. I know you know that that doesn't mean we have to be on our hands and knees praying to God 24/7. We can pray without ceasing. We can be praying while we're riding down the road with your eyes open, of course, but we can be praying in a group of people. We can be praying by ourselves, but we need to be praying. In verse 18, in everything, read that again, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, obviously, Paul's not telling you that if you're in a car accident, be thankful that you were in a car accident. No. But if we use a term that we use nowadays, look on the bright side. Any accident that you can walk away from,
there you go.
Be thankful. Thankful of the good things. Thankful of stuff that's happened that, you know, you like I said, even with a car accident. Well, my car's messed up, and you might be bummed about that, and it's just all this and all that. No, be thankful. Nobody was hurt. Be thankful. My family's still here. Be thankful. I can still go home. In everything, give thanks. There's something. There's always something to be thankful for. In verse 16, when he says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. The more thankful we are, the more thanksgiving we have in our heart, brothers and sisters, there'll be more rejoicing. There'll be more rejoicing. There'll be more reason to rejoice. In verse 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In every time we pray, let it be one of the first things that we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Especially for the blessings. There are so many. The psalmist would say, he daily loadeth us with benefits. Here's another thing. How often have we thanked the Lord for oxygen? How often have we thanked him for sunshine? How often have we thanked him for rain? How often have we thanked him for the roof over our heads? Now, I'm not saying, you know, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. No, this is all inclusive. Because I have to stop and think, no, I haven't thanked the good Lord for the roof over my head in a while. You know, it's just something we need to be thinking of. More thankful in our hearts and our minds and things that we can think of. So, I mean, with the roof that we have over our head, the very roof that we have, the comfortable cushions that we have to sit on, or the seats that we have, the meals that we eat. You know, I don't see anybody hooking up a buggy and wagon trying to get to church this evening. You know, the conveniences of having a nice vehicle. There's just so many things. There's just so many things that we don't even give a second thought sometimes. But those are material things. Those are the material blessings. The daily loadeth us with benefits. Those are the things that we should be thankful for each and every day. But if we want to dive in deeper and find a deeper reason for us to, verse 16, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Let's look at a few more passages of Scripture. I want to start in 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 2. Let's just get 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. This should be a very, very familiar verse. Say, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. A chosen generation. A royal priesthood. This is sounding good. And holy nation. A peculiar people. That ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know, I used the expression one time, I think it was this past weekend, about, You know, when I'm sleeping, I like the room to be dark. You know, I like it to be pitch black. You know, but if I got to get up and walk around, I want some light. We need light, especially if we're going to be walking around in this dark world. You know, we're pilgrims here. This is not our home, but we have to live here. We have to make our way through here. How much better would our way be if we had the light? Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We need it every single day. But when's the last time we thank the good Lord for allowing us to see that light, for allowing us to have that light? Or when's the last time have we thanked God for calling us out of that darkness into His marvelous light? There's so many things. Just in this one little verse, He says, as the beginning, but ye are a chosen generation. Chosen. You know, isn't that something we like to be included? You know, that's human nature. We like to be included. We like to be in with the in crowd. There's no better in crowd to be in. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You know, a lot of us, you know, come from humble beginnings, and some of us still live pretty humbly, and it's just not much royalty to it. But stop. Chosen generation, royal priesthood. Brothers and sisters, we're child of the King. We're in His kingdom. And we can enjoy His kingdom here and now. When's the last time we thanked Him for the kingdom? When's the last time we thanked Him for this wonderful time that we can enjoy it? You know, we don't have to just enjoy the kingdom here at church. We can be enjoying and basking in His light in the kingdom everywhere we go. And the more thankful we are, the better our mindset will be to stay in the kingdom. So, we're a chosen generation. We're chosen. Royal priesthood. We're children of the King. A peculiar people. I always laugh every time I read that. A peculiar people. But know it, we're different. We're set aside. Separate. Not strange. We're just strangers to this world. And praise be unto God, we are. When's the last time we thanked the Lord that we're not like the world? Because of this called out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know, I love that song, Count Your Blessings, because we need to do that on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it's a wonderful exercise for us to have if we stop and think and just start counting them. You know, a lot of times if you're having trouble going to sleep, sometimes you can just lay your head on the pillow and just start thinking. You know, instead of counting sheep jumping over a fence, that gets boring. Why don't we count blessings? All the blessings. And you might think, well, I don't really have that many blessings. Well, how I started this morning, you know, I think about the air that we breathe, the water we drink, the roof over our heads, the cars that we have, all these material blessings that we have. There's always something to be thankful for. And there's always reason to give thanks. Like we read in 1 Peter right here. And then if we go to verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us. Not just that He suffered, but He suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. You know, some people say, well, I'm just trying to make my way in this world. I'm trying to find my path. Brothers and sisters, He's laid the path for us. And He's given us His word so we can follow it. When's the last time we thank the Lord for showing us the way? When's the last time we thanked Him for His word? This guiding light that we have in this dark world. So Christ leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins. So that's the thing we need to think about. He took the sins upon himself. My sins, what I have done, what I'm going to do, my sins. Every single one of them. You say, how is that possible? I don't know, except that he can do it. And he did. You know, that's another thing to be thankful for. I'm glad I can't wrap my small little brain around God. I'm glad there's some things I don't understand. Because if I could wrap my brain around it, well, that's not much of a God, is it? So anyway, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. You know, a lot of times we think of what the Lord had to endure on the cross, and you know, it sometimes it could bring you to tears, but when's the last time we thank the Lord for those stripes? When's the last time we thanked him for what he did for us? You know, if somebody, you know, we have no problem thanking somebody that comes by and picks up our wallet if it falls out of our pocket. When's the last time we thanked the Lord for going to Calvary in my stead? I deserved it. I deserve it. But he went in my stead. You see how being more thankful, if you're more thankful in your mind and you have more thanksgiving in your heart, you'll have a tendency to think upon these things more. And you'll think upon these things in a different light. An unthankful heart and no thanksgiving could read some words to them, for our stripes you're healed. Okay, well, he did stuff. Oh, thankful heart. We'll read that, and we're pricked down to our very soul. He did that for me. So when's the last time we thank the Lord for going to Calvary for us? So all these things that the Lord has done for us, you know, there's so many different verses we can go to, and before I get done, I won't even scratch the surface on being thankful. But bear with me as I try to get through this. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. You know, we have this thing called time, and we're limited by it. And a lot of times, we don't have a lot of time to do what we need to do, or to do it justly. So I'm trying to hit some high points. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Paul would begin to write, for whom he did foreknow. Now just stop right there. When's the last time that we thank the Lord for his love? Especially this foreknowledge. The ones that he set his love upon us before the very foundation of this world. You know, we're thankful for it, obviously. We are. We can't be a child of God if we're not thankful for it. But how often do we think about it? How often do we thank him for it? You know, if anything that you hear tonight, just hope to stir your mind to think upon these things and be more thankful for them. You know, we have a tendency to know a lot of things about how we're saved and know a lot of verses in the Bible and know more about God's Word, but sometimes we stop. We go too fast. We don't stop to think and thank him for it. So, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Brothers and sisters, we have a home awaiting us. When's the last time that we thanked him for heaven? our home. Like I said earlier, we're strangers and pilgrims walking through this world. This is not our home. It's just temporary. But him he also predestinated. Moreover, whom he did, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. We're going to be changed. You know, there's some things I don't like about this body. And one thing I don't like about this body is getting older and older and older and older and older and older. You know, today's my birthday. I've got another year tacked on. I'm not old. I don't feel old, but if I live long enough, I'll get there. You know, even when we start, and when we're born, we begin to die. Our brothers and sisters, we're gonna be changed. In heaven, we won't have to live with these old bodies. We won't have to live with this old sin nature that I carry around with me. All that's going to be wiped away. When's the last time we thank the good Lord for our change? Not just a physical appearance, not just the physical bodies, but the sin nature will be gone. The old man will go to the grave. And the new man is going to go home. When's the last time we thanked him for that? Now, you know it. We know these things, but like I said, when's the last time we actually thanked him for it? So moreover, whom he did predestinate, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that we might be the firstborn among many, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. You know, we read over in Peter about being called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Again, here we go. We're being called out of something. We need to be different. That peculiar people. We need to be separate. When's the last time you thanked him for calling us? And whom he also, and whom he called, them he also justified. Justified. Now, I love that one, being just if I'd never sinned. Justified. When's the last time we thanked the good Lord for justification? When's the last time we thought about it? I mean, the level that this is on, being justified. Talking about earlier about my own sin nature and all the sins and everything that was placed upon my Savior. He bore those away. Gone. Amen. As in the Old Testament, as they would lead that goat out, they would holler back, gone. Gone. Justified. Completely gone. Never to be remembered against me anymore. There won't be somebody up in heaven say, I remember what you did. Thank you, Lord. Justified. Now see, that's, you know, you could sit there and spend several messages on just some of these words in here. The called, the justified, predestinated, and foreknowledge. But let's think upon it as being thankful. When's the last time we thank the good Lord for us being justified? You know, I think about that sometimes when I've done wrong. I've done things I shouldn't, and I fall down. I say, Lord, please forgive me. When's the last time we thanked him for being a God that hears us? Even as a disobedient child, he still hears me. And that we're justified. We still have sin nature here. But like I said, when he was talking about the predestinated, we have a home awaiting us. And our change will become. When we change comes, brothers and sisters, all that sin is going to be left here. And our sins will never be remembered against us anymore. So, justified. And in whom he also, in whom he justified, then he also glorified. Change will come. We're going to see glory. brothers and sisters, He is glorious. We can't even fathom the glory of God. But he said to be conformed to the image of His Son. We're going to have that glorious body. We're going to be in glory. When's the last time we thanked Him for glory? For the glory that we'll see. The glory that shall be revealed in us. You know, Paul would say, The sufferings of this present time should not be worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. The sufferings of this present time, some people have to suffer greatly. But he says, it's not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. This is the last time we thank the Lord for that. See, it helps us. Reading His Word, having a thankful heart, being more thankful for everything that He has done for us. Brethren, it's sweeter. We have a longing for it more. Our attention is drawn to it more. We have tendency to stop and think. You know, in the Psalms we have that phrase, Selah, stop, pause, and consider. The more thankful we are in our heart, brothers and sisters, the more we'll be wanting to read His Word. The more we're going to be wanting to learn His ways. The more we're going to want to follow after Him, the one who's laid the path for us. You know, I cringe every time I hear that phrase that God's got a plan for you. You know, God doesn't plan anything. God makes things happen. If He says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. There's no plan in that. You know, He doesn't have plan A, plan B, plan C. Sometimes I've gotten all the way to plan Z. But that's me. God's not that way. I don't believe He's got a plan marked out for me and everything. You know, it's just for my plan. This is Kenneth Nowell's plan. No. But He has laid His steps.
That's right. Yeah.
The path has been laid. The example has been made. That is our perfect example. Again, when's the last time we thanked Him for His example? You know, I love that phrase, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
So often in our life, if something would arise, we need to stop and think, what would He do? How would He do this? Now, obviously, with our sin nature and, you know, it rearing its ugly head a lot, you know, a lot of times we're having to ask for forgiveness. But brothers and sisters, we need to stop and think about these things. And the more thankful we are for His Word, the more readily we'll be ready to read it and wanting to follow His path. So there's a lot of things for us to be thankful for. Again, counting our blessings. Blessings on this, on what we've read, the predestinated, the called, justified, glorified, the foreknowledge of God. That love that was set upon us. When's the last time we thanked Him for His love? So real quick, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him. There it is again. Chosen us in Him. You know, if you're bored about reading about us being chosen in Him and some of these verses, a lot of things that you hear, it's repetition or whatever. If you get bored by that, well, we're in a bad place. We need to read it with a thankful heart. According as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame because we're justified before him in love. 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. There it is. We're a child of the King. We're adopted into the family by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. I'm accepted in the beloved by him. It's only through Christ that I'm made accepted. But there again, brothers and sisters, how long has it been since we thanked him for what he's done for us? You know, again, I say, when we pray, that needs to be one of the first things we say. Thank you, Lord. There's so many examples. We can go on. In verse 7, in whom he have redemption through his blood. We sang that song, Redeemed. Brothers and sisters, when's the last time we thanked him for redemption? We are redeemed. Our price is paid for in full. There's nothing left for me to do. Thanks be unto God for that, because I couldn't do it. In whom we have redemption through his blood. Again, what price was paid? What he had to endure, not only by the wicked men that beat him, but those 3 hours of darkness where he had to be separated from God. Brothers and sisters, how many times have we thought about that? Christ has done something that we will never have to experience, ever. That's the thing. He had to do it alone. And he was utterly alone. When's the last time we thanked the Lord for going it alone? Think about that. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. When's the last time we thanked the Lord for his grace? It's by grace we are saved. That should be another thing that we should be thankful for every day. Now, I understand if we try to sit there and name every single thing that we're thankful for that the Lord has done for us, we never get anything done. But wait! Remember, Paul said, pray without ceasing. So we can go on thanking without ceasing as well. We can go about our life with a thankful heart. Thank you, Lord, for all these blessings, for everything that he's done for us. So in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, and his mercy. When's the last time we thanked the good Lord for his mercy? Psalm 136, we read a lot about that. Psalm 136, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. How long? Forever. How long does my mercy last? Sometimes. Somebody makes me mad enough, it doesn't last very long. That's our sin nature we have about us. But brothers and sisters, God has no sin about him. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Aren't we thankful that he is good? He is good. Oh, give thanks unto God of gods. Aren't we thankful that we don't serve these weak gods? The gods that we can make. Now, I just can't fathom somebody, I've heard you say it before, Daddy, that go out into the woods and cut down a tree and carve an image out and bow down to it. I don't understand it. But that's because the Lord has mercy on me. He's called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. When's the last time we thanked Him that we don't have to wander around in the darkness trying to make our own way? That's one of the worst things that could ever happen. Just leave us to our own devices. When's the last time we thanked Him for His guiding rod as a shepherd leading His flock? But in Psalm 136, if you remember, it's that one that every single verse ends with, His mercy endureth forever. And I love how it starts. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And how the psalm ends. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. It begins with giving thanks, and it ends with giving thanks. Because that's how we need to be thinking. We need to have that thankful heart. There needs to be more thanksgiving in our lives. The more we have in our mind and thoughts and heart about how thankful we are for everything that God has blessed us with, brothers and sisters, there'll be more peace, more calming presence in our life. And Philippians 4. Philippians 4 and 11, Paul would say, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Brothers and sisters, the more we're thankful we are for our blessings. You know, our vehicle may not be the newest. Clothes may not be the newest. They may not even be in style, but who cares? Lord's blessing. It's what He's blessed us with. And the more thankful we are for His blessings, we can be like Paul and say, be more content. And with contentment, there's more peace. And more peace, there's more happiness. There's more rejoicing, like we saw earlier. Rejoice evermore. So therewith be content. Be thankful for what we're blessed with. In Psalm 100, I love this psalm. It's a real short psalm, but I love it so much. Psalm 100. Now, I want to read this psalm with a mindset of being more thankful. A thankful heart. A heart that's just bursting with thanksgiving for all the blessings that God has given us. So we can start off, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Well, a heart that's full of thanksgiving for everything that the Lord has blessed us with, it's be more than happy to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, because all the blessings I have are from Him. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Brothers and sisters, there'll be more gladness with a thankful heart. Of all the blessings that He's given, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Don't you feel more sing? Don't you feel more like singing when you're in that right frame of mind? Yeah. When we come to church and our mind and heart has been prepared to worship. And one of those ways we can be prepared to worship is being more thankful for the blessings that He has granted us. So, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. So oftentimes we try to be our own God. So oftentimes we take our eye off of the prize. So oftentimes we start thinking more of the worldly side. Brethren, remember, we're called out of that. Get out of the darkness. Stay in the light, looking unto Jesus. And know ye that the Lord, He is God, and not we ourselves. We are His people. I'm thankful for that. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. You know, He's the good shepherd, so He's going to lead us to the best pasture there is. His ways are right. His ways are best. So we're thankful that we're the sheep of His pasture. And here we go, verse 4. Enter unto His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. And bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You know, I love to think of His truth endureth to all generations. That means my little girl, when she's growing up, His truth is still going to be true.
That's right.
I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the same God that has delivered me thus far will be there for her. When's the last time we thanked Him for being our God? Our great shepherd, the great physician. There's just so many things. We could just go on and on and on and on. There's so many things to be thankful for. But that Psalm 100, if we think about it with that mindset of being more thankful, making a joyful noise unto the Lord, coming into His presence with singing, knowing that we're His people. He's our God. And we're the sheep of His pasture. We can be more willing to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and be thankful unto Him. That's where it all comes from. That's the only thing we have to plead, is by Him. So for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. And I love that song, "Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings." But again, as we think about this with a thankful heart, listen to these words. We love to sing it, and I hope you know it, but listen to the words as it's read. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing, though the world may not see. Why is my heart rejoicing? Because thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I have a good place to sleep, food on my table, and shoes on my feet. You give me Your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy. These clothes are not new. I don't have much money. But, Lord, I have You. To me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me. Thankfulness, thanksgiving. Some may think of it as, that's just something we think of in November. But it needs to be something that's on our mind all the time. The more thankful we are for His blessings, the more thankful that just Just be thankful that He's our God. We need to have that mindset of being thankful. A heart that's overflowing with thanksgiving. Looking for the blessings in life instead of looking at the bad. You know, some people are dealt a pretty bad hand through life. But isn't it a wonderful blessing when we can see people that are suffering greatly, are smiling, are happy, at peace? Why? Why are they happy? Why are they rejoicing? Why are they smiling? Why? What right do they have to be rejoicing? Because they have a thankful heart. They're thanking the Lord for all the blessings. The world would look upon that and say, what blessings? They just don't see them because they're not thankful. So again, I hope that if you get anything from this, it's just remember, let's try to be more thankful. Let's try to have that heart that's overflowing with thanksgiving. And like I said, I just scratched the surface. We could just go on. We could go on for days talking about in the Bible, in God's Word, where there's more examples of being thankful and why we should be thankful. And it's just no end. From cover to cover, there's reason for us to be thankful. So let's rejoice evermore. Let's pray without ceasing, and in all things, give thanks. Is there any comments or anything? Any questions?
Especially being in this country, as prosperous as we are, you know, a lot of things go unthanked.
Thank the Lord. It just seems to be if we're more thankful for the little things, we'll be more thankful for the big as well. Turn it back over to you.